WTAP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Now that it's daylight, they're beginning to get a better look at the tornado damage in the Midwest. A rapid fire line of apparent tornadoes rolled across Ohio and Indiana. Dale Hassler in Dayton says it was pretty scary.
Everything that they ever said about a tornado was really true about it sounding like a freight train coming through, and very, very frightening.
Rob Streck is the sheriff in the Dayton, Ohio area.
There's extensive property damage, residences, businesses, trees uprooted, power outages, gas. It's pretty extensive.
But fortunately, everybody survived, as far as we know. Sheriff Streck was on the Today Show. Dale Hassler talked to WKEF-TV in Dayton, Ohio. President Trump saluted the sailors on board the USS Wasp in the Pacific before ending his four-day visit to Japan and starting home.
An enthusiastic welcome on the amphibious vessel for the Commander-in-Chief and First Lady.
I'm thrilled to be aboard the USS Wasp with the brave sailors and Marines, the 7th Fleet. Special people.
President Trump spoke of the amazing visit that he had with Japan's new emperor and the prime minister, without mentioning lingering disagreements over trade rules and North Korea. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Malaysia says it doesn't want to be a dumping ground for rich nations like the U.S. and Canada, so it's sending back thousands of tons of non-recyclable plastic waste. Researchers have found a clue that the flavorings in e-cigarettes may be bad for your heart. They say vaping and some e-cigarette flavorings, even without nicotine, triggered blood vessel dysfunction that can increase the risk of heart disease. This is AP Radio News. A knife-wielding man has attacked schoolgirls in Japan, killing two people.
A man carrying a knife in each hand and screaming, "I will kill you," attacked a group of schoolgoers and adults near a bus stop just outside Tokyo, as well as the deaths. Over a dozen were injured, with a school official saying three of the injuries were serious, while the others were not life-threatening. City officials, quoting police, say that the suspect was captured but died from a self-inflicted cut to the neck. Police haven't so far confirmed any specifics about the attacker. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A New Jersey transit bus has struck and killed a 10-year-old boy who was riding his bike in Bergenfield, New Jersey. Police say the bus was making a left turn when it hit the boy as he entered a crosswalk. The authorities say the driver of the bus was treated at a hospital because she was distressed. No further word on that. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.